This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. And Wayne, it used to be, you knew when the television season started. It was in September. The three networks would throw out their new shows, their returning shows. Forget that now. It seems like this is September. Three or four of the most anticipated programs on television all have debuted in the last few weeks. Mad Men on AMC, The Killing this weekend on AMC, Game of Thrones on HBO. Why the March and April premieres?
Because they can start them now and have you watching through the summer. If you remember Mad Men and going even far back, looking at Sex and the City or even Survivor and American Idol, and those shows all started on limited summer runs, mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars. And then those network shows, you know, really took off, and so they put them on all the time, which is kind of, you know, beside the point. And I wish they didn't do that. But regarding the cable shows and the premium cable shows, it's kind of a smart marketing decision. And I remember when I was little, you would get that TV Guide in September, the TV Guide fall edition.
Be twice the regular size.
Right, and they would go through every new show. And it's just too much. And so I think like AMC and HBO and Showtime, they've made smart decisions, which is they've invested in a consumer now that that they can say, well, the typical AMC viewer will watch all of our programs. And so let's give them one program, finish it, start another program, finish it, start. So they know that like the person who watches Walking Dead, very typically could watch Breaking Bad. They could also watch Mad Men, and they could watch The Killing.
Let's talk about Mad Men. It had been gone for 17 months, which conventional wisdom used to be if you're gone out of sight, out of mind that long, you'll have a hard time returning. The premiere two-hour episode, which was really two single episodes put together, was the single most watched live telecast of it yet.
Right.
People came back, and people who hadn't been there came back.
Well, that particular show is so heavily marketed, and I mean, it's still not a ratings. It's
no.
If you compare it to a network, I mean, a premium or a standard network show, but their marketing possibilities are so huge. You see Mad Men everywhere, from Banana Republic to car commercials to everything, and so. The fact that it came back big was a surprise. The fact that it came back huge was even more of a surprise because, yeah, you're right. It used to be when shows went off in May, you kind of wondered what was going to happen in September when they came back. When a show goes away for a year and a half, like Mad Men did, you know, you really started to wonder what would happen. But when I tuned in the first episode, it really hit me like, this is still the best thing on television. I mean, it just, you don't know until you're watching it how good it is compared to,
other
I had almost forgot
right.
because it had been off so long.
Now, Mad Men came back, highly anticipated. People had been waiting for months for it to come back. Another AMC show that began this week, that returned this weekend for season two, The Killing, which critics and fans loved for most of its first season until the last 5 minutes of the finale of last season, when there were some plot twists that people did not like. A murder was not resolved that had been the core of the show. How does a show like that come back when it took critical beatings, when fans threw themselves on Twitter and Facebook to say how much they disliked it? Can a show like that come back and gain attention again?
I hope so. I mean, it's a good program. It's already filmed the second season, so they're going to run it. I felt like in the first season, there were some choices that were made that, yes, to an average television viewer, it could be a little bit annoying. Yeah, the ending was strange, only because I agree that if they would have wrapped it up in the first season, it would have been very difficult, the mystery. But AMC had kind of promoted as if they were going to tell you the big surprise, and they didn't. And they would also do like entire episodes going off on tangents that didn't really have anything to do.
But part of the idea was that any homicide investigation
is going to take you in
tedium.
Different directions.
Right.
But for an average viewer who's used to watching Law & Order or CSI or something that's wrapped up within an hour, that can be difficult. Sunday night it came back, and I will say it was long because they had run the two episodes back to back. But it was very good. The thing that concerned me was that they didn't do a very good job summarizing what had happened the year before. So when you've been removed from a show for a year, it was very hard to follow certain aspects of it.
And if you're
confusing.
Trying to get a new viewer, right. For goodness sakes, you're not going to get them.
It was confusing. And I was a viewer of the first season. I actually watched the last few episodes to get ready for the new season. And even I was a little bit confused. So we'll see how they deal with that.
Finally, if anyone is a fan of those three programs we talked about and anything else that might be on Sunday, DVRs were working overtime.
Well, you're the big Game of Thrones guy.
And right, and that was on HBO. Now,
Did they do a two-hour premiere or one hour?
1 hour.
Smart.
You know, not only is it The Killing and Mad Men and almost any prestige HBO show or AMC show that goes on Sunday, but CBS's most critically acclaimed show is on Sunday night. ABC
The
has
Good
one
Wife.
Of, right.
The last season of Desperate Housewives is on it. Sunday night has become...
I was watching some television this weekend, and other cable channels that are promoting shows that are not as well known, mm-hmm. Lifetime, Oxygen, they're all putting them on Sunday. We can't watch everything on Sunday. I know in this age of on-demand and DVRs, that isn't as important, but why does everyone want to put something on Sunday night? It's driving
us crazy. It seems like it's the new Thursday, and I guess it's the one night where they know the majority of America is at home, and it does make your DVR work into overtime. And also, you know, if you have a DVR, you're now making choices because they only can record a couple of shows. So, yeah, I wish it was a little bit different. But, you know, there's so many other ways you can find programs if you missed them, whether it be iTunes or Hulu or whatever.
Right.
So,
all right. So, quickly, your assessment, Mad Men, the first three episodes, up to par?
Still the best drama on TV, I think.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks.